LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty over tariffs growing again after another hike kicked in. The cost of importing steel and aluminum doubled from 25 to 50% today. ABC's Karen Travers says another deadline looms for trade deals just over a month away.
The administration continues to negotiate trade deals, and they're saying to trade partners all around the world, give us your best offer. We are 35 days out from the end of that 90-day pause. And the president told me himself, at the end of that, if trade deals are not reached with those countries, the tariffs will go into effect.
President Trump, in a social media post, says he spoke briefly with Russia's Vladimir Putin today and says the Russian leader signaled he will have to respond to Ukraine's recent strikes on Russian military airfields. Trump has since removed that social media post. Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen signed a measure into law today banning transgender students from girls' sports. Nebraska joins nearly two dozen other states that have implemented similar bans. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing gun control legislation after Republican lawmakers on the Joint Committee on Finance removed the measures from Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget proposal. The legislation is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and included measures to expand background checks, institute red flag laws, and create a mandatory 48-hour waiting period to purchase a handgun. Democratic lawmakers say the proposal is meant to save lives, while Assembly Speaker Robin Voss referred to it as overreaching restrictions. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are sharing safety tips for residents as Canadian wildfires cause air quality issues across the state. Residents are reminded to stay inside as often as they can to limit their exposure, especially if they fall into a sensitive group like children, the elderly, or people with respiratory issues. If you do need to go outside, you should keep an eye on any shortness of breath or coughing. Residents who have respiratory issues like asthma could also consider using their inhaler before heading out. The City of Rice Lake's oil recycling station on Allen Street officially closed on Tuesday after 45 years of operation. City officials say they made the decision to close the site because they were unable to continuously monitor it after it moved to Allen Street. Residents from outside Barron County often used the oil recycling station, but also often spilled some of their oil or deposited chemicals they should not have been depositing. Area residents who need to recycle their oil should now do so at the County Waste Oil and Antifreeze Collection Facility in Barron. Health officials say two new cases of measles have been confirmed near the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the cases are unrelated to each other but raise concerns about potential exposure in the area. One case originated in Washington County near the state border, and health officials say that individual was likely exposed on a domestic flight. The other case involved a child at the Mall of America, and health officials are warning anyone who is at the mall on May 24th to look out for possible symptoms. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take two of three games in the series. Jackson Churio had three hits, including a two-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense.
Speaking of Churio, fly ball out to right, sending Benson back. He is staring and gone. Jackson Churio hits his 10th home run of the season. And the Brewers jump out to a 3-0 lead.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Three Brewers pitchers combined to allow just four hits and one run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the ninth win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' third title and first since 2014. Tonight is the start of the Stanley Cup Finals between Florida and Edmonton. The NBA Finals begin tomorrow as Oklahoma City takes on Indiana. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite and
pump day.
How about that? The cable has brought us halfway through the work week. Still some air quality advisories over much, if not all, of Wisconsin as those wildfires from Canada continue to rage, and it's going to be here around Wisconsin at least through today. The rain that we had overnight and still continuing in parts of Wisconsin is going to help to push that out, and hopefully the pollen as well, as my allergies continue to wreak havoc. I apologize for that, but sun is out at least partially here, Zommers, in downtown Madison through the smoke.
It sure is. Through the fire and flames, as some may say.
Fire and flames. Very good. Speaking of fire and flames, we bring on our next guest this hour. He usually joins us in hour number one, but he had a meeting, so he was so kind enough to join us here in hour number two. Pat Kreitlow was filling the spot alone, but he did a marvelous job. We have Parker Olson, our new producer for Pat's show on today. But now joining us from the wonderful suburbs of our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. No?
I don't see him.
I see him on mine.
Well, I will come in by you.
Seems to be a theme this week. We seem to be having technical difficulties, never having a difficulty. The one, the only senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. How are you, my friend? Oh, Lord. Hang on. Apparently now there's still technical difficulties on our end as you're muted, unless there's something on your end that's muted. This is not Zommer's fault, by the way. The system in which we do this show over the video and audio portion, it's glitchy. As is, by the way, our podcast version of the show. Essentially, if you want to see the show in its full proper context, come down to State Street. We're going to do a live version out on the street later on this afternoon. This will be absolutely fantastic. Trevi can keep talking. Zommers is going to work on that. He always works his magic. Thank goodness for Zommers. He's smarter than any of these computers. See, if we just use Zommers' brain, everything would be fine, as it turns out. But can you hear me, Trevi?
I can hear you. Oh, wow. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Welcome in.
Zommers disappeared. It's like total anarchy.
But
I'm
look,
texting
he fixed
you.
It.
I'm
he fixed
like,
it.
Aaron.
No, it wasn't him. It's the computers, Trigvi. It's AI. That's the problem.
Aaron, can you hear me?
Yes, we're
Aaron.
Good.
Oh, good. All right.
Dale Schultz, my former boss, he'd be traveling around Southwest Wisconsin where the service, any cell service, is spotty because of the driftless hills and whatnot. And he'd want to continue the conversation and be cutting in and out. He'd say, "Bombay, this is Rangoon. Are you there?" How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great now that you're here. Well, it's been
long
a great time
show. No talk, Todd.
I know.
I haven't seen Sommers in forever. We had that other guy. I don't even know who that guy
Sam
is.
Sam Davison.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Sam's going off to make the world a better place by teaching.
He is.
But good, I'm glad Sommers is back.
Yeah.
Sommers is way better with his choice of music.
Because I listen to your recommendations.
Right, see, because he gets them from Trigby. Yeah, that's right. You're looking very pink today, Trigby. Very, very nice.
I got my red hat on.
Oh, you got
it. It's not a MAGA hat.
No, it's a Wisconsin hat.
Your hockey hat. And I almost lost it at the rink. I left it at rink, but they knew it was mine. So, yeah.
Before we play What's Worse, I want to finish up on this story we started last hour. I think you're going to like this because this comes to us from J.R. Radcliffe. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Clayton Youngberg, who has hip problems. We're going to get into that in a second. But here's a guy who he started running marathons in his roundabout. 777 laps in a roundabout equals a marathon. He did a Culver's marathon where he stopped for cheese curds and ice creams at all the local branches around Wisconsin. And then he did a quick trip marathon in which he only rehydrated using items found inside various quick trip locations on his route. And then another adventure fueled by brats and non-alcoholic beer. And he put this on TikTok and socials, and it's blowing up. And people are loving this all around the country, this very Wisconsin-focused stuff. Isn't that great?
First of all, he only stopped at Quick Trip. They have Gatorade at Quick Trip. I don't understand what's impressive about the Quick Trip part. Now, the brats and non-alcoholic beer, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I think it's all great. But here's
And honestly, if some guy ran around the roundabout in my neighborhood 780 times, yeah, right. I'm not sure I wouldn't. I'd call the cops. I hate to be that guy. I hate to be like Derek Van Orten, but I'd be, get off my lawn.
But here's the really cool part and the serious part. In 2018, and I can't say these words, not because they're bad, I just can't pronounce them. He says he suffered a rare condition known as, I'll try it, central pontine melanosis, an impact in the brainstem from a rapid correction of sodium levels in his body. He lost nerve function in his arms, legs, and vocal cord, spent a month at physical rehab. He was discharged in a wheelchair and endured 6 months of physical therapy before he could run again. And if that isn't bad enough, he also suffers from avascular neurosis. Essentially, it's bone death at the hip end of his femur. It's already partially collapsed, but it probably is healing a hip replacement at some point. But here's a guy who had all that happen, and instead of sitting around feeling sorry for himself, he said, I'm gonna bring some awareness and have some fun with this. And he does all this on social media for fun, and I just think that's a great spirit to have.
Yeah, it's a good spirit to have.
Right?
I still think, though, if you're his neighbor and the guy's running 700 times around your roundabout, you're thinking about getting out your shotgun.
Oh, my good Lord. He says, have you ever
crushed? Well, maybe not your shotgun, but I just...
Well, you go out there and you say, hey, what are you doing? And he's going to say, I'm running around 777
What are you doing? I'm running a marathon.
Right. For awareness.
It reminds me of a really off-color joke that I can't
tell. Well, don't say it. He asks, have you ever crushed a donut mid-marathon or armed your watering pack with foamy beer? Well, on Memorial Day, Youngberg showed up at Menards in Waukesha, adorned in construction gear, preparing for his next 26.2-mile adventure up and down the sidewalk in front of the popular Wisconsin hardware store. He says, quote, I'm definitely open to ideas. I feel like I have an image for what I want to do, though. Before I'm open to too many ideas, I want to carve out my own lane as the channel, his YouTube channel, is growing. I want to stick to the ridiculous ideas that I have. How about that?
I have one for him.
What's that?
He should run around Lambeau Field a marathon number of times.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
You know, that big block just circles. Right. Of course, he couldn't have anybody videotape him because the Green Bay Packers weren't allowed.
We found that out the hard way. Background.
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is, it's coming up on.
I may be an NFL owner, but I don't have enough shtick to get that taken care of.
Trevi could not get us on Lambo, no. Inside Lambo. Very touchy about things up there. Let's do this quick. One second. Tell us what's new with your family for 30 seconds. Why do this?
What's new with my family?
I don't know.
We're in the process of wrapping up the school year, which Wisconsinites are all probably going through. Although Wisconsin might be out, you know,
I believe
Virginia,
so.
They get out of school so late.
I think some
yeah,
Madison.
So we
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the school year, right? So they're ready to be done. The teachers are ready to be done. Like, so I don't even know why they're still going.
Has your daughter chosen a university yet? You've been on these university tours.
No. She's only a sophomore.
We're
planning on doing a little trip through. She likes the Big Ten ideas.
Oh, nice.
She's a big fan of Wisconsin. She could be an intern at the on the Todd Aubaugh show.
I don't know if you talked about this last week since I wasn't here, but I hear that she has a pilot's license now.
Yeah, she does. She got her learner's permit, and she went over Memorial Day weekend flying. My wife went as the passenger.
She asked which
one of us wanted to go. I said, you know what? I have like 2 million miles on United. Erica can do that. I don't like small planes.
I know.
You know that guy, the other Aaron Zommers that we had last week?
Yeah.
The other guy? Yeah.
The AI version.
The AI Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't as engaging as this one.
That's not true.
Are we going to play? Are we going to get around to this? Are we going to get around to this or that?
All right. I do because.
The other guy didn't get the camel on time. Zommers never misses with the camel.
All right. Time once again for what's
worth. He knows what I'm talking about when I say, are we playing this or that?
Let's go. Yes, time once again for what's worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the state of Wisconsin. All right, let's get to it. Category today from our wonderful writers, and boy, I don't know, I trivia this will resonate with you. The category today, what's worse, awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Aaron watching us, not our own Aaron Zommers, another Aaron watching us on YouTube. We appreciate that, Aaron, says, I love the show. Watching from South Milwaukee. Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate that. We did a show there last year with Kreitlo down in South Milwaukee at the high school down there. Great facility, by the
way. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I keep waiting for us on this next tour. We've got to do it from somebody's backyard.
All right. Well, we'll do that.
A listener's backyard. The other Aaron would be willing to host us.
855-75.
Aaron, we're a lot of fun. And we're even more fun if you had us in South Milwaukee.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? What's worse? Trigby, about a minute left or so. Any thoughts on you're not a morning person.
I have a thought.
Yeah.
This is why the name of the show should be not what's worse, but this or that, because this one actually is a three-part question, this or that or that. There is oversleeping, there is awake in the middle of the night, or there is I cannot fall asleep.
Well, okay, sure.
But since I don't have that option, oh, man.
But if you can't fall asleep,
I oversleep all the time, and honestly, I don't really mind oversleeping. Because I'm a consultant, you got a problem, I got a plant catch. So I would say awake in the middle of the night is worse.
That's right. Trigby Olson doesn't have a real job. So what does he care if he oversleeps? Except when we're on the road and we're waiting in the lobby at 9:30. Where's Trigby?
Yeah, that's true. The farm boy in Todd is up at 4 a.m. to milk the cows.
I would say I'm up at 4 a.m., but, you know, we got a schedule to keep. What's worse, awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping. 855-752-4842. Come on back. We'll discuss this, politics, and Pride Month and how it relates to the Packers. Stay with us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Beatles there. I'm telling you, I don't want to go into the whole, it's 23 minutes past the hour, by the way. Machines are going to be our downfall. AI is going to be our downfall. Well, we let machines
I'm telling
start
you, the
picking
AI
the music.
Whiffed, AI Trigvy whiffed on that one.
Yeah, yes, 100%.
Terrible.
AI Trigvy.
But I will tell you, I said to it, what should it play for the next one? And I'm pretty sure that like our regular listeners, including L.A. Tom, are going to be like, boy, AI Trigvy hit Trigvy on that one.
Real Trigvy would have done a better job. One. All right, we're asking.
No, the real Trigvy, the next one is real Trigvy.
All right. We're right in the middle of what's worse category today. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleep. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. On the just download it and click on one of the stations and text us your thoughts. Or on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Aaron, watching us on YouTube, says, awake in the middle of the night is worse when you know that you have to work at 6 a.m. Boy, howdy. I've been there before. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Off of the text line right now, we have Michael, who is listening to us on WMDX, but is in Tulsa, says oversleeping is worse. That means you're late for something. Yeah, usually. I've certainly been there. Philip, listening to us in Beaver Dam on WMDX up in the middle of the night ends up making you oversleep. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate your listenership. Diane, here in Madison, listening on WMDX, says awake in the middle of the night is worse. Thanks, Diane. Judy, in beautiful Lodi, Wisconsin, listening on MDX, says, I hate oversleeping because then I worry that I'll be late for work. It throws me off all day. Being awake in the middle of the night just means I'll be really tired, but I will at work. It doesn't matter during the weekend, only the work week. Judy from Lodi. And Conrad up in Green Bay. Is this our Conrad?
Sure is.
Conrad, the producer of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, in which I will be appearing tonight at 7:20. I'm going to be given a Wisconsin quiz.
Is that so? Did you read his text?
Of which I do not know. I was giving him props, and here it is. Conrad says, is it true that Todd will be joining Nightlight tonight at 7:20 to face off? I didn't know it was a contest against Pete in a very special Nightlight quiz. Now, that sounds like a show you wouldn't want to miss. Yes, with the shameless plug. Yes, it is. Now, I didn't know I was going to be pitted against Schwabba, but tune in tonight at 7:20. Schwabba will probably kick my posterior, but that's okay. What else we have here? Jason in West Dallas watching on YouTube says, awake at the middle of the night is worse. I have a hard time going back to sleep. That's Jason in West Dallas. And finally, Scott in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of your Green Bay Packers, of which Mr. Olson is an owner, on GBW says, oversleeping, unless it's your wedding day. I feel like there's a story there, Trigby. Like, oversleeping is worse unless it's... Maybe he meant, like, the day after your wedding.
Who knows? I don't know.
Because those are two very different things, right, Trigby?
100%. I'm not quite sure where he's going with that.
Did you guys have a big wedding? We've never talked about this.
Well, by Lithuanian standards, yeah, it was pretty big. We got married in Vilnius. It was kind of an event.
Wow.
Press showed up. Seriously.
Press showed up.
My wife's job. Right? Yeah. It was whatever. But yes, it was right by a medieval castle. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A medieval castle. Mm-hmm. Boy,
we had fireworks. If I'd have known how good it was at a time in Lithuania where you could get really cool stuff for pretty reasonable amount. I had fireworks. Yeah, it was pretty cool. If I'd have known how good the fireworks were going to be, I'd up the budget line for fireworks. I like fireworks.
My sister, if I remember right, they had fireworks, a little fireworks night at their wedding. So yeah, it's always
that's cool. Yeah, fireworks are cool.
They are. They're very cool. Matt listening to us in Middleton. One of our great folks out there. Matt's dad was called in yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
That's true. Yeah.
Matt says, oversleeping is worse as there are repercussions with work, or missing an appointment as awake at night can be fixed with some push-ups and a book.
Not a little winky face emoji.
And he gives a winky face at the end.
It was all innocent until there's the winky face.
That's right. All you need is a few push-ups and a book.
Yep.
And,
that's uh-huh.
That'll relax you and put you right to sleep. That's the best text of the day. I like that one a lot. All right, Summers, awake in the middle of the night or oversleep?
I got to say oversleeping. I've had a problem with that. It's not as bad anymore. But that's mostly because I work later in the day, not because anything's actually changed.
That's true.
There were a couple times when I produced shows at 6 that I wake up. I'm like, wow, I feel unusually well rested. Oh, crap. I see the sun. It was not good.
Not good. I would say, yes, the same thing for me. Oversleeping is worse because it generally means I'm late for something, either an early flight or when I used to do sign-on shifts at RCO and Richland Center. There were a couple of times when it came pretty dang close to Todd not being on the air in time.
Right.
So, yeah.
As some people have said, if you are up late at night and you know you're not going to get sleep, you can still get to work. You'll be tired. Just drink some coffee and take a nap that day. You'll live and you won't get fired.
And Trigby, you voted for what one again?
Awake in the middle of the night.
Yeah, awake in the middle of the night.
Because of his unique schedule.
Yes, because he doesn't care if he oversleeps.
That's not
what are they going to do, Todd?
I don't like it when I oversleep. But
That's one of my favorite lines from Trigby. What are they going to do, Todd? All right, come on back. We'll talk about some serious things. Trigby has a new Substack, which is exciting. And Vince Lombardi was one of the early champions of equal rights in the state of Wisconsin. We'll discuss that as well. It's the Todd Allball Show for Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When we are watching the crop markets, we are also always watching the weather. They tend to go hand in hand. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And market advisor John Heinberg is here with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend to tell us why the weather may be causing the market prices to move past planting season.
So the market's really probably kind of moved past the planting pace, and something were to dramatically change here in the next couple of weeks. Biggest focus right now, and it's what's been weighing on these prices, has just been the weather. I mean, you wake up this morning, you look at the radar, and there is areas that need rain are getting rain, and basically the entire Corn Belt's got a swath of green working its way across it this morning. So that just makes it real hard for money flow and end users to be buyers of corn here, as well as any of the other grains, just because of the quality of the crop and where we're at in terms of those weather forecasts for the next week or so.
Once again, that's John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at those closing markets coming up next.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's see how the markets look on the close this Wednesday. It is a tale of two stories today, with cash corn up a quarter of a penny at 438 and three quarters, and new crop corn up 5 1/4 cents at 443 and three quarters. Cash soybeans up 4 1/4 at 1045, with new crop soybeans up 3 1/2 cents at 1025. July wheat contracts are up 7 1/4 cents at 543 and a quarter. Class 3 milk has seen some losses today, with July contracts down 33 cents at 1889 a hundredweight, and August contracts down 19 cents at 1911 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks did not see any movement today, sitting at 193 and 3 quarters. And butter closed up 6 cents at 256. With a look at your closing markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Matinee on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matinee on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. I'm on the way, home sweet home.
River Falls, Wisconsin, and are outside at the right time at the right moment when Trigby flies into the Twin Cities and drives over the St. Croix Bridge into Wisconsin, that'll be blaring out of his windows as he comes into Wisconsin.
100%.
Joining us from the Tony suburbs of Arlington in our nation's capital, Trigby Olson, senior advisor. I knew that would make him upset. Senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, a former Republican like myself and a good old Wisconsin boy like me as well. Trigby, we'll turn it to a little bit to a more of a serious note here. Lots of politics to get to. Just a quick one. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but one of our listeners wanted you to comment. We talked about this when it happened here a couple days ago. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst over the weekend held some sort of a town hall. I guess give her a little bit of credit for facing the public. Sean, this is from Sean in Richland Center, one of our great listeners on WRCE, says he says, I still say Joni Ernst is worse as far as what's worse. Love to hear Trigby's thoughts. So those that don't know, Joni Ernst, U.S. Senator from Iowa, Republican, holds a town hall and talking about the budget going through Congress right now. And someone yells out, because of these cuts in Medicare, people are going to die. And Joni Ernst very matter-of-factly says, well, look, we're all going to die. And then, to make matters worse, she films a quote-unquote apology in a cemetery in which she condescendingly says, oh, I really apologize for telling people that we're going to die. I'm glad I didn't have to address the tooth fairy. And then goes on to bring in her faith in a weird way as well. What was your take on this, Trigby? Lean forward if you can.
I mean, it's kind of right up there, honestly. Like, her response on that, first of all, she's standing there taking a selfie with her phone, going on and on about overstating the obvious. And I don't, you know, I posted on my Substack, which is free and always will be, and I guess you get what you pay for in terms of Substack.
It's good stuff.
At least mine. But thanks. I posted after Biden announced he had cancer, you know, where there were all these people that were like saying awful things about it. It's like, where is the humanity in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how have we gotten to a place that there are people, a man says he has stage 9 or like 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Prostate on the
PSA
cancer,
scale, yeah.
People are not
4.
Being nice about it.
Right.
And Joni Ernst, you know, somebody asked a question out of concern, a constituent, and she gives a dumb answer, and then she doubles down on it. Like, I don't know, you know, and I know Joni a little bit. She's not a bad person, but this is what crazy does. It leads to more crazy.
And where's
makes
her staff?
Good people crazy.
I mean, we're both former congressional staffers. Where's the staff? I mean, that had that whole thing in the cemetery, that was not random. They planned that. Who on the staff says, yeah, Senator, that'll be great? Isn't anybody saying, Senator, this is a bad idea?
Yeah, I don't know. No, you would think. I don't know who came up with that.
855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, always a pleasure to have you call in. You had a question for Trigby.
Yes, I do. Well, I'll start with Trigby's question. I would like to know if he is planning on joining the June 6th United for Veterans rally in Washington, D.C.
That's a good question.
It's a bipartisan rally.
I think I might. I did recently, I think their veterans leader, it's Dan Barkoff's group. I did his podcast recently and he was talking about it. I need to go back, to be honest. It isn't, I knew that it's happening. I don't know a lot of details, but I think it would be a good thing. I probably will try and take my daughters down to it if we can.
I hope so, and I hope that to get the word out for everybody, they are going to be, I heard they are going to be doing some live streaming of the event, and cool. I hope that that will be available, but you can look it up on Google, on the Google.
Exactly. Well, I can shoot Dan. I need to shoot Dan, and I can shoot Dan a text and see. But I know they're in the middle of it, and I think it will be a pretty big event. Of course, then the other thing that's coming up is the parade, the Trump parade.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why
I gotta say, I'm gonna try and get out of Dodge for that.
Well, that's why I'm hoping that this parade will be bigger than Trump's parade, and. That this protest and it coincides with the D-Day commemoration on the 6th. So yeah. I think it's a very good thing to support our veterans who have given 100%. So much and are getting so little.
Yeah, really, really well said, Ollie.
Yeah. 100%.
Thank you so much for calling in and talking about this. 855-752-4842. Our friend Troy out in Mount Horeb calling in. Troy had a question or a comment about Senator Ernst from Iowa.
Do you really think she has people telling her no for anything?
Good question.
Just like Trump, get rid of the people who would tell me this is a bad idea and I'm going to do whatever I want.
That's actually a great question because Trigby and I have both been legislative, state, and federal staffers, and I don't know, Trigby, how the people you worked for, but the people I worked for generally like to have at least a couple of people on staff who would really be honest, not in public, but in the car or behind closed doors and say, look, I'm going to argue why you shouldn't say this or why you shouldn't do this. Is that even a thing anymore?
Well, I mean, typically successful politicians have people who can tell them no and who can go to them and say, be checks on, listen, all of us do stupid stuff at different times, right? And you want to have people who are going to tell you, maybe you need to think about it. You're going to pause and think. And, part of being in leadership is sometimes you have to do things that other people maybe are not advising you to do, but in Ernst's case with that, I mean, I don't know who came up with it on her staff. I don't know who probably said, when you're digging a hole, stop, don't grab a shovel and keep digging. She grabbed a shovel and kept digging. And, I having met her on a few occasions and having talked to her, she's not a bad person, but I just think this is what crazy does. It just leads to more crazy. And so it may be that she doesn't have anybody that's telling her that, or it may be that she really wants to be in the U.S. Senate and or Secretary of Defense or whatever, and she's willing to,
I think whatever it takes. We had a story, I don't want to go through this all again, but just really quickly, we had a story yesterday where this guy who's an immigrant, there's questions whether he's documented or not in Milwaukee. He was arrested because for allegedly threatening Trump's life with a letter. Turns out it was a guy who assaulted him, who is in jail, that set him up. And then Kristi Noem says on the same day they found out this guy was set up, she posts the guy's picture and says, well, this is the person that tried to kill Trump. And none of it was true. And to your point, Trevi, I think it's taking the crazy from the top, the Trump craziness, and everybody underneath him in his administration, in the Republican Party, they look at that and say, oh, that's the way to win elections. That's the way to get, you know, the base riled up, is to do this crazy stuff. I think it starts with Trump.
I think a lot of it does. It you know, I talk about that in one of the Substack posts too that I've seen around the world, right? It's normalization of what and it's why character matters so much. You know, in fact, that post I did yesterday was character is the first thing to go and the last thing that matters. And the truth of the matter is, you know, at the end of the day, when you're looking at who you're going to vote for or who you're going to let into your life, the first and most important thing is character. Because, you know, it's why it matters more than policy. It matters more than, you know, anything else. Is it somebody whose character you can trust? And I just think normalizing bad behavior, normalizing bad character, normalizing grift and whataboutism is just, it's on the rise. And so then you have people who are, you know, look at Lindsey Graham, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if McCain were still around, he'd be like, I don't even recognize this guy. But that's what this stuff does. It infects.
I was going to say, it's like an infection physically in our bodies. We're talking with Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Check out his new Substack. Zomers was so kind to put it up there again. You can check out his great work there, Trygve Olson. That's T-R-Y, G as in George, V as in Victor, E, Olson with an O-N, .substack.com, TrygveOlson.substack.com. What? You got a couple minutes left here before the break, Trygve. What made you want to do this? And is there a theme in these Substack posts?
I didn't want to do it. The only reason that I avoided it at all costs, and I had people saying, oh, you got to get on Substack. I'm like, the reason I did it is because I kept getting asked to do these Substack lives, and to do a Substack live, you have to be on Substack, which is pretty smart, interesting business model by Substack. So, I promised some people that I would do that. So I had to get on Substack. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to be on Substack, I guess I got to produce some things. And I was thinking about it. You know, there's so many people on Substack that are all about the outrage machine. And it honestly, it's like Fox News or any of the outrage. It's easy to have a business model that's based on just agitating and, you know, trying
hate
to rev people
fear
up.
And, yeah,
it's what
right.
Donald Trump,
right.
Hate, fear, like whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I called my Substack Searching for Hope. And every day I write about democracy or about things from my life. I called it Searching for Hope because Vilta, who was my first daughter, who was stillborn, she'd have been 19 this year. Her name means hope for the future in Lithuanian. And I thought, well, we all need some hope at a time when fear is on the rise. So I wrote this first post, and crazily enough, I had about, I don't know, 200 people. I posted it on Facebook and said to my peeps back in Wisconsin that I was doing this. I had like 200 of them sign up for it. And then I was like, well, now I'm stuck. I've got to write these things. So I started writing every day. And, you know, now I've got 1,000 people who are doing it. And I discovered that you can look at who are the people that are following you. And I'm like, now I've got all these prominent people. So I was like, and average people and all these people back home. And so I'm like, all right, well, if people are interested in what I'm saying, I guess I'll use that as a voice. As I said, a lot of people are using it as a business model. I'm not charging anybody, nor will I ever charge people, because a lot of what I write about is my experiences with people who are literally, you know, living in places where they don't have the right to vote and freedom and all these things. And like, why would I want to profit off of that?
Yeah. Again, check it out. TrygveOlson.substack.com. I love the fact you can bring awareness and motivate people with hope, instead of just rattling people's cages every day. I love that. I absolutely love it. Come on back. We will talk Packers, Pride, and Trygve Olson. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been revisiting election denial hotspots this week, 5 years after the 2020 election. Monday, June 9th, a civil trial begins against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, accused of defaming former Dominion Voting Systems election security expert Dr. Eric Coomer. Coomer, former director of product strategy and security for Dominion, found himself accused in a conspiracy theory, claiming Coomer admitted rigging the election and his life was threatened. Broadcasters, podcasters, Lindell, and others allegedly repeated the claim, resulting in Coomer bringing 5 suits, 2 in Denver District Court and 3 in Federal District Court. 2 defendants, far-right broadcasters OAN and Newsmax, settled their cases with Coomer. Others tried to use Colorado statute giving courts the power to dismiss meritless defamation cases where defendants prove they are exercising free speech. So far, the courts have found for Coomer, and his cases were allowed to go forward. Lindell told The Bulwark that he would be taking the stand in his defense. The witness list also reportedly includes former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters, convicted of giving unauthorized access to the county's Dominion ballot tabulators to investigators tied to Lindell. Lindell told a D.C. federal court in April he could not afford the judgment in the case he lost to voting systems company Smartmatic. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the network. A little weather check for you. Brittany Merlot apparently under the weather, sending out warm wishes to her. Brittany, feel better soon. One of our great meteorologists, other ones, will fill you in on the weather. And then our fantastic sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, will be along with a sports report. And then stay tuned, Maggie Dawn across the state of Wisconsin, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon 4 until 6. And then at 6 o'clock, it's the Schwabinator, Pete Schwaba, and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Going to be a great time. I'm going to be on the show, always excited when I get to be on Nightlight at 7:20 tonight. And Pete and I thought this was just a quiz I was going to take, but apparently it is a Pete versus Todd Wisconsin-based quiz. I'm looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. So listen tonight, Pete Schwaba from 6 until 8. Right now we have Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project with us. Enough of politics for today, Trigvi. Well, I guess it kind of ties in. It is you're a Green Bay Packer owner, one of a few. And it happens to be Pride Month. I have what I consider one of my favorite Pride Month t-shirts. This is when I worked back at L.L. Bean. It's kind of their logo in different colors. It's classy, in my opinion. So I enjoy that. It's Pride Month.
I just thought it's a nice shirt, Todd.
It is. It is
exactly by, classy.
It was made specifically for Pride Month back at L.O. Bean.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So one of the things I think that gets overlooked, Joe from Madison talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, but here now, according to NFL Films, is a not according to, it is a clip from the late great coach of the Packers, Vince Lombardi. Maybe a lot of people don't know this, but he actually fought for gay players like Ray McDonald to be treated as equals, was an early advocate and ally. Here is Coach Lombardi on what he thinks of equality.
It's lesser known about Vince Lombardi. For his era, he was well ahead of the national norm on racial tolerance, tolerance on gender issues, lifestyle issues. If you could play and play his way, he wouldn't care if you were green or what you did in your private life.
The bloody baptism of America's gay rights movement took place in June of 1969 during New York's Stonewall riots. Reflecting the nation's hostile environment towards people like Washington fullback Ray McDonald.
Correctly, in a Look magazine article, you said that if you had had a chance, you would have picked Ray McDonald the year that the Redskins picked him. Is that correct?
That is correct. I can say in retrospect now that Ray McDonald was the number one pick on our draft list.
And Lombardi, when he came, understood that Ray McDonald was gay. And Lombardi wanted to give him every benefit of the doubt and every chance, and said to one of his assistant coaches, George Dixon, if I find any coach challenging McDonald's manhood, they'll be fired immediately.
Well, I think in that regard, my dad was a little bit ahead of his time in that his brother Harold was gay. So I think he had an open mind.
That, according to NFL Films, a clip there from one of their profile pieces. Trigvy, I just love the fact that Lombardi didn't make a huge deal out of it. It was just like, look, you're a Packer first, and anybody who picks on him, I don't care whether it's gay or being a black person, they're out of here. I'm just not going to tolerate it. And it's simple, it's straightforward, and I love his attitude on it.
I mean, it's the attitude that we should all live with, right? Like, I mean, people spend too much time digging and caring about what other people are doing with their lives. Like, I'm very libertarian in that way, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know why we've gotten that way. I mean, has it always been that way? I guess, you know, I think about that a lot, right, Todd? Because, you know, you get all these people who cite we the people. Mm-hmm. We the people. We the people. You know, like Derek Van Odwan, Scott. Right. Walker, Badger Boys State Walker, right? But the truth of the matter is, it's in order to form a more perfect union. It's an ongoing endeavor, and I don't understand this. People spending all this time scrutinizing everybody else and why we've gotten that way.
Yeah,
just
agree.
Live your life.
I want to go to the phone lines quickly. About a minute and a half left here, but Joe, who originally brought this up on the show, is calling in. Joe, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up again. I think it's a Wisconsin story that can't be repeated enough for us to understand where we come from. I mean, one of our greatest heroes is somebody, an ordinary guy, Italian-American out of New York City, who experienced great discrimination at that time when he was growing up simply by being an Italian-American. And his love for his brother is part of what propelled him to understand what it was like for gay people and the enormous, enormous difficulties they went through. What he did was that he was more than a football coach. He was also a civil rights leader in our state. You know, he led the right to have fair housing. He worked with Father Grappi out of Milwaukee for that. And he challenged the business owners in Green Bay to say, if you don't seat my black players, my white players are not going to be coming to your restaurant, to your hotel. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, back in the early 60s, he was pushing this in Green Bay. Right. This is a leader. This is us. And we can look to this history with great pride and use it as we propel ourselves forward. Thanks a lot for bringing it up again, Todd. It can't be told enough.
Thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it. And again, she was Joe is the one, the person that brought it up originally. But again, Trigvy, we go all over the state with this show. Once again, as if we needed more reasons, part of what makes Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, think about Vince Lombardi, how Catholic he was.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
That should be an inspiration for everybody.
It really should. Even though now the Pope is a Bears fan.
What's that about?
What's that about? Trivia Kid, thank you for making time for us today. Also, Pat Kreitler, listen to him every morning, 6 until 9. And Parker Olson as well. Zomer's doing a great job, as always, to all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball, say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you are fighting for or working towards. Or
whatever you believe in.
That's right. It's the meds. Keep banging your drum. Where's the Kleenex, Zomer's? We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's big, beautiful bill agenda is facing opposition from his own party, Democrats, and now Elon Musk.
Having already called the bill a disgusting abomination, Elon Musk is now urging Americans to call their members of Congress to kill it. He writes, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." House Speaker Mike Johnson tells reporters,
"We don't have time for a brand new bill."
Johnson argues Congress must act to prevent the 2017 tax cuts from expiring. The White House rejects the Congressional Budget Office's view that those tax cuts would be a major driver of future deficits.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The suspect charged in the Boulder firebombing attack at a Jewish rally is due back in court tomorrow to face more charges. Authorities say the number of victims has increased to 15. A Washington state man is accused of being a co-conspirator in the Palm Springs car bombing outside a fertility clinic. Federal prosecutors say Daniel Park allegedly provided material support to primary suspect Guy Bartkus in the car bombing. Bartkus died in that blast. This is ABC News.